everyone, and welcome. This is Piet Raymond from Piet Raymond Coaching and Moving Forward Matters, and our guest today is Wayne Pagani. He possesses over 17 years of experience providing in-depth career management and employment services to diverse clients. This is complemented by sound management experience in the corporate world. He's a seasonal professional offering extensive expertise. Wayne's a master certified strategist in resume, interview, employment, and career strategy. Wayne has increased marketability for a broad range of clientele in their careers through his organization, WP Consulting and Associates. He provides creative insight and potent techniques to increase his clients' marketability in today's competitive business world. His holistic approach to career, employment, interview, and resume strategy empowers people with resources to realize their career aspirations. Well, hello, Wayne.
Hi, Jarrett.
It's so great that we get this opportunity to meet up and do this recording because we did some work together several years ago, and fate has brought us back, and I get to interview you and share your brilliance and your amazingness with everybody.
Thanks, Jarrett. Actually, I'm excited to be here. I think just the energy that you bring to all of the clients that you serve and the people that you're associated with makes this a really exciting call, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we're going to talk about careers. We're going to talk about transition. So this is your field of expertise. You've been in this industry for over 17 years, and you have what people need. So for those that are listening, I'd like you to check out Wayne's website at developcareers.ca. So you can go to the website, but listen to the audio while you're while we're doing the interview, and then snoop around because there's a lot of great things there. His social media links are there. There's free resources there as well, which we're going to mention during the interview. But I'd like you to note his website, developcareers.ca. Tons of information, a wealth of information there, so be sure to note that. So, Wayne, let's jump right in and talk about career management. What is that all about?
Well, I think for most of us, Pierrette, we often invest a lot more in terms of making a decision around the purchase of a home or maybe a new vehicle than we do in our careers. And ironically, we spend a significant amount of time in what we do in terms of our occupations at any stage of our lives. To me, the career or work-life balance equation is a bit of a misnomer when, in reality, careers and life are one, and it's rare that people take the time simply to step back and create a career roadmap for themselves that's really aligned with their vocation or someone's true calling. And as a result, career management is really about starting with the individual first and combines a bit of a balance of their values, their interests, passions, aptitudes, strengths, et cetera, to ultimately be able to find that sweet spot where they can contribute in the largest capacity possible that is both fulfilling to them and ultimately filling the needs of clients or of employers, depending upon what that relationship looks like. So it's really looking at the bigger picture. What are the possibilities in terms of how somebody can fulfill that calling?
So what would be some of your tips then for those that are considering or they're going through a transition, whether in their careers or businesses?
Well, the starting point is really about getting tuned in with themselves. Is really, you know, the old adage of know thyself. And when they know that well, that could be either a product, a service, as well as what it is that ultimately they need to offer. And that's really, I think, comes to, there's currently a book I'm reading by Simon Sinek called Start With Why. And when people understand their why, what it is that they ultimately look to achieve and contribute in terms of who they are and what they bring to the world, I think that starts to create a bit of a framework in terms of direction and what they can, what they would like to do. So the why and who they be ultimately comes first. Once they've determined what that is, and that can happen through, you know, career assessments and a number of other tools, possibly working with a career professional. And when they know what that is, then it's looking at what it will the market bear. What's out there? What is it that ultimately the market needs? Are and how can they match those together and start setting out the intent to map out a strategy as well as a way to be able to get from where they are today to ultimately where they would like to be in fulfilling that calling. Along the way, of course, strategy being part of it, there's still room for happenstance. And happenstance is, you know, just leaving enough space, understanding that sometimes the right opportunity falls into our laps from out of nowhere, and we just know intuitively that that's the, you know, that it's the right opportunity that fits who we are and what we have to bring to the table in serving either the organization or possibly the clients that we serve in our businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. What would you say are some of the elements in terms of career transition and job search? What are the things people need to know?
Yeah, I think one of the, when we come back to what we just finished talking about and getting to know thyself is, part of that is much more than just an ambiguous, values and interests. And what do all of those mean? I mean, I can't share values with you by saying, like I could a stapler and say, hey, Jared, here's a stapler. You'd get a pretty good idea of what a stapler looked like and maybe even a bit of what it does. They tend to be a lot more intangible, and so the process of getting to know oneself is about really relating to the experiences that people have had in terms of who they are, but then getting really clear about what it is in terms of what they want in the quality of life that they're looking for. And then also getting really clear about what it is that they're looking for in the marketplace based on having taken a look at the market needs, whether again that be a business that's looking at how to serve clients, or that be people who are in the process of transition and looking at what's out there in terms of their careers. Part of that comes to first considering what's the quality of life that you would like to live, and then how can you fulfill that with the occupation or the business that you're going to pursue. And then in doing that, you're ultimately setting yourself up for being able to match what it is that you seek with what's available in the marketplace.
Now, you've been at this for a while. Where do most people come up short, in your opinion?
Well, in a number of ways. It's not surprising that often that I will be speaking with people who are in transition when we'll talk about, what are you looking for? What is your objective? And people will say, I'm really not sure what that is, or I just want a job. And so when we start that conversation, it gets a little bit tricky because, I'll say to people, what kind of job? And they go, I just want a job that is that pays this level of salary, or maybe I want a job that is going to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. And I go, well, there's lots of jobs to be had out there. Tim Horton's got a whole slew of them. And most people will then say, well, no, that's not what I mean. And so it's a bit of a process of elimination.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably suggest that people start by getting really clear about what it is that they want and who they are. And often where people come up short is they end up compromising themselves. This has a lot to do with the values. In fact, for many people that end up at my door, it's out of necessity at that point, not necessarily out of, as we've talked about, starting to develop a vision for one's career and where they want to be. And often what happens, I guess the best analogy I can give you is that of a sledgehammer, maybe coming down on one's hand. That's going to leave some permanent damage over the course of time, but you're pretty clear about how to repair that. Whereas with values, what ends up happening is people compromise them a little bit at a time. And in the process of doing that, it's a bit like a raindrop just constantly hitting that hand for a long period of time that causes some pretty permanent damage. And what ends up happening for a lot of folks is that they compromise themselves so much so that they end up in dead-end jobs for a long period of time, and as a result are often totally out of tune with their calling, as we talked about earlier, and really confused about what they want next in their lives. Often this happens simply because they've given little to no consideration to where they want to be, and then the backside of that is as they approach this transition, they've given little to no consideration to their potential employers or clients and really don't know how to market themselves or communicate with those people effectively. And then finally, it's getting caught up in maybe the mainstream thinking or influences, which I call dazzling distractions. So that can be anything from a spouse or, possibly for a new graduate. It might be, parents that are kind of telling them what they need to be in terms of their work or their vacation. Or maybe there are other influences, and some of those are social or societal at large. But ultimately, it's also when people do get lost, and you know, there's the analogy of men kind of being out there on the road with their driving someplace and never asking for a map or asking for directions. Well, that happens to people as well in their careers, where they fail to ask or seek ways to get help to help them get back on track.
Fantastic. So for our listeners, I'd like you to not note down Wayne's website or go visit it after the interview at developcareers.ca. A lot of the information that you're going to be looking for will be on his website. We're just scratching the surface here, giving you a little bit of information, giving you a taste of what Wayne does and, you know, his extensive expertise. So just jot down his website, developcareers.ca. Go visit it, and there's resources there that we're going to mention at the end of the interview. Wayne, I know that in my work, I deal a lot with baby boomers and people that are, you know, between the ages of 47, 50, and up. And what's happening with them and their careers? What's shifting? What's changing? Or just what in general, what's happening?
Yeah, so there's a number of myths that are out there, I think, today, Pierrette, and part of that has to do with the fact that, number one, people are living a lot longer. I mean, the mandatory age of retirement at 65 and retirement as a whole really has always kind of been a bit of a myth. It was somewhat initiated as a result of the Industrial Revolution when, you know, at the time, average longevity was somewhere like 61 for men and 64, 65 for women. And someone had the bright idea of, you know, of instituting this mandatory age of retirement. I think that's created a lot of stress for people. And, you know, we know this from even previous generations that were somewhat gearing up for retirement at the age of 65 and how they planned their careers, and suddenly everything came to a stop. Well, the reality is we're living a lot longer, number one, and the second part of that, life, is that there is no stop sign. There's a part of us that's constantly being fueled with desire to want to contribute or be a part of something greater. And so as a result, we have a workforce today where the mature worker tends to be more predominant. I think that the statistics in Canada in 2010 and 2011, the boomer population, so to speak, represented about 32% of the overall population and yet represented 40% of the actual workforce at that time. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to hear a lot of myths about how the mature worker staying in the workforce a lot longer is affecting things like new grads getting into the workforce. Lisa Taylor of the Challenge Factory addresses some of this in some of her articles around what's called a zero-sum game, and jobs are not a zero-sum game. One is not relative to the other. In fact, there's been some studies done by Matt Sadensky that would tell us that actually people working at older ages, the more people work at older ages, the more opportunities that are being created for younger workforce as well at the same time. So I think these obsolete models of longevity, you know, have kind of run their course, and it's time for us to get our brains wrapped around the fact that we're not in the Industrial Revolution anymore, and we've actually are starting to transition beyond the tech revolution and into knowledge, and now probably into more relationship and those kinds of aspects of how we do business. And as that happens, the old broken escalator model of transitioning people out of the workforce simply because of their age is going to be replaced with recognizing that there's value that people have to offer, whether it be in starting up a new business or ultimately transitioning into what we call a legacy career in the next steps. Bob Ray is a good example of that. You know, when he stepped down from government, and the media asked him, well, why are you retiring? And he says, I don't believe in the word retirement. He's simply taking on a brand new portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, it's happening more and more. And I like that you're addressing that this is a myth and what is the repercussions of that, right? So what should people consider when they're thinking about a career change?
So I think they need to assess where they're at. And part of that happens with a vocational assessment or exploration. And there are a lot of different ways to do that, from soft assessments, which include some of the things we've talked about around values and interests and talents, to, you know, something that's maybe a little bit deeper with a psychometric assessment that can help them to really look at where are they today as people first. And I think that's one of the pieces in the career puzzle that often gets taken out of the equation is we forget we're human beings. And as human beings, there are an awful lot of factors. There is no one assessment, and there's certainly no one service or program that can tell any of us who we are or what we should be doing necessarily. But there's certainly a number of processes that we can engage in that people can reflect on and help them to come up with some of their own answers so that they're making informed decisions. And part of that includes doing some labor market research. It's surprising to me how many people, when I talk about where they've been and where they would like to go, have very little information or understanding of how the market operates. And from a business perspective, that's just not good business. You know, I don't know any business that goes out in the marketplace and starts to introduce or launch a new product or service without having an understanding of who their audience and potential consumers are going to be. Market research, I think, just makes us better informed to be able to make better decisions as we move forward. When we know what that is, then we can better articulate a brand or a value proposition that speaks to a very particular audience about what it is that we would offer them either in this career transition or in this new business that we're trying to develop. And when we know what that is, then the next piece to that is how we go about marketing ourselves. And, you know, if you're going through a career transition, that might include a resume and a whole array of portfolio documents to be able to market yourself effectively. And then ultimately developing a strategy in terms of how you're going to put that out there. And there are different ways to approach that. So when I'm working with clients, often our first session is about identifying who are they and what are their needs. And then based on that their objectives, we design an action plan together that not only meets their needs, but ultimately prepares them to be able to get in front of the decision makers, whether those be potential clients or prospects, or potential employers, so that they're better prepared when they get there to be able to respond to the needs of the targeted audiences they're trying to reach.
Wow. Lots to consider, isn't there?
There absolutely is. And in fact, you know, for some people, those options include looking at, you know, what is the next step in the stage of life that they're about to embark on, and that could be retirement planning, be ultimately entrepreneurial and franchise opportunities. You know, what makes sense for them in terms, and when I say them, often, you know, many of us with our partners need to be able to have those conversations about what makes sense for us as a family, what makes sense for us as partners in life, and then what makes sense for me as the individual, so that it really does become a win-win-win situation for everybody and all stakeholders involved.
Mm-hmm. Just out of curiosity, Wayne, what is your youngest client to your oldest client?
Oh, that's a great question, because right now I'm working with a gentleman who's in his 70s, and he would be my oldest client at the moment, and we're actually having conversations about a lot of the issues that we're talking about related to values, and as well, having gone, he's been now retired for a little over 6 years, and at the beginning found the transition fairly seamless because he had left a very structured environment in terms of his last tenure, and went to become a pretty much a full-time caretaker for members of his family due to health issues. And now here he is 6 years later, and those issues are starting to resolve themselves. And as a result, he's starting to wonder, what's next for me?
Mm-hmm.
And so he would be probably my oldest. He's in his mid-70s. My youngest was a 15-year-old that last year we're starting to see an awful lot more parents starting to take a vested interest and understand that we probably lack the resources in our educational system today to help prepare the young people for the decisions they need to make as it relates to careers. And that's not because the people in the educational systems are not paying attention to it. It's simply that the resources are not there, and often schools just don't have the capacity to be able to individually support all the students in the system at any time to help thinking through where they need to be. And there's an awful lot of stress, I think, on kids today thinking about, you know, what's out there and what that means as they're trying to plan a post-secondary education and then connect that to an ultimate career. A lot of people think, or a lot of the younger folk think they've got to get it right the first time, and if they don't, They're going to be failures and not able to ultimately fulfill the lives that they would like to live. So it's really interesting. So my youngest is a 15-year-old that was referred to me last year, and as a result, in fact, in the last probably 18 months, I'm starting to see more younger clients coming through the door as well that are either in high school, certainly a number of them that are in currently in their post-secondary education, and then those that are preparing for graduation to go through some of the different elements that we talked about.
Mm-hmm. I just went through that myself. I'm at that stage where I've got a daughter who's looking at choosing her courses for her grade 12, and some of the things that some of the classes she should have taken weren't part of her curriculum, and now she's heading into university, and everything's so stressful for this poor child. and I told her the same thing. You may go into one field and you'll go in a completely different direction, and you don't know, but you just got to find out those things. And that's why it's great that you're there to help those that need to understand who they are, who are looking for that support and that guidance, no matter what their ages are, because that's what you do. So that's fantastic. We have just a couple of questions left looking at the time, so I want to be respectful of our listeners. So what are some of the trends for careers for the future?
Well, there's a number of them, and things are changing so rapidly. I mean, the technology and internet, social media has made the world an awful lot smaller. One of the things that we're seeing now is where it used to be up to 100 applications arriving at anybody's door as a result of a posting. Now we're seeing thousands just simply because there's access to information that's so available. But I think that one of the larger trends that we're starting to see as we're watching what's happened in the economy in recent years is there tends to be a bit more of a collapse in the overall infrastructure of business. And what I mean by that is that businesses are tending to become much more horizontal in nature than vertical compared to the way that they looked in the Industrial Revolution. So sort of terms like careerpreneurship are starting to become much more common. Reid Hoffman talks a little bit about this in his book, The Startup of You, which really is about people constantly being ready to adapt and be ready to transition just because of the nature of what's happening in what I'll call the marketplace, being business as a whole. And as a result, we are somewhat becoming much more our own CEOs, if you wish, of our own independent practices in terms of whatever it is that we do today. And then the second is that as a result of that, people are starting to look at multiple streams of both expertise on the one hand, and that means that we're probably seeking expertise from individuals that have a particular area of specialization, while at the same time we're starting to see people generating income through multiple streams of revenue. So that, similar to yourself, Pierrette, where you've got multiple businesses on the go at any given time, they somewhat complement each other. And as a result, this comes back to what I talked about earlier. When people really understand their why, they're much more effective at being able to put themselves out there because their audiences will resonate with who they are versus what the product or service necessarily is that they have to offer. Apple does this really well. Simon Sinek talks about, the success that Apple has had in building relationships with their clients over time. It's not about building a relationship through the product. It's about building the relationship through who we are as individuals. And by doing that, we can create multiple streams of revenue in various ways. And then finally, I think it's seeing in business as we shift away from the Industrial Revolution, what used to be a predominantly analytical left brain philosophy to business is becoming much more of a whole-minded approach to business where Daniel Pink talks about a whole new mind, and that's very much relevant, I think, to the business mindset that we're starting to see where their intuition and logic are combined in terms of how we ultimately proceed in determining and making business decisions moving forward.
Mm-hmm. For our listeners, Wayne's website is developcareers.ca. developcareers.ca. I want to point out the resource page that Wayne has. There's several things there. There's books and websites, upcoming events, and there's two that I really want to point out. There's the multimedia resource there, and there's also an extensive library of sample resumes and cover letters. So that's just one thing that you'll find at his website. His contact information is there. Social media links are there as well. He has a blog, which he publishes once a month. Go check it out. Lots of information, and he is the expert. So rely on him. Go visit his website at developcareers.ca. So what would be some of your final thoughts for our listeners, Wayne, as we wrap up our interview today?
Well, I guess just to summarize some of what we've already talked about, Jared, is that, one, create a career roadmap for yourself, regardless of where you are today. Take a look at where you are and where you've been, and how can that serve you in ultimately creating the life that you want to live in the future. Two, think about the legacy career perspective. And when I say that, it's starting to recognize that particularly those of us that are in our, you know, mid-age to mature and preparing for the next stage in life, is that many of us are seeking ways to be able to give something back, and maybe that means different things to different people. You know, for people that are, I dislike the term retirement, but I think a lot of people understand which bracket we're talking about when we use it. And so those that are at that stage, maybe it's looking at, because I hear from a number of folks that they're needing to remain active simply because they're not financially viable enough to, you know, to maybe live the lives that they had hoped that they would at this stage of their lives, is looking at ways that you can develop a legacy career that will help support that. Third is consider family or coupleship point of view in terms of how you make those decisions. The decisions that we make are not just for ourselves as individuals, as an entire family, or particularly for partners, to be able to understand that how we create the lives that we're going to be living together is certainly going to be impactful based on some of the decisions we make around our vocation moving forward. And then lastly, I'd probably suggest building alliances. We're in the day and age of building relationships, and there's, you know, this is one of the reasons why social media, I think, has become so predominant, is that it provides us with instant access to other people, to be able to get connected with our networks, both in terms of our friends and family, as well as people who are associates maybe at a business or in a more vocational way, and do that in ways where you look at the opportunities to pay it forward, to be able to, you know, bring something to the world that is uniquely yours, that makes a statement about who you are, and at the same time makes a contribution to the world at large.
You are amazing and such a great resource. So I really want our listeners to get in touch with you if they have any questions. If you're thinking, I need some support here, I need some help, I need to figure this out, whether for me or a loved one, go to Wayne's website, developcareers.ca. His contact information is there. Feel free to reach out to him. He is a sweetheart. He's so kind and generous, and you'll love him just as much as I do. So, Wayne, I thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to share this with us. It's going to be impactful and helpful to so many, so thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Corinne.
You're welcome. So for our listeners, you can go to our websites. I'm going to mention both. Both websites have different types of podcasts. You can go to movingforwardmatters.com or pietetraymond.com. There's a wealth of information there too, library of other interviews that I've conducted to help you move forward in your life, whether you're going through a career transition, as we're speaking with Wayne, or other transitions in your life. So thank you for listening, and I look forward to having you on our future podcasts.